The Twins opening up a series at home against the Red Sox. We pick up the action in the first inning. Eduardo Rodriguez on the hill for Boston with a man on facing Miguel Sano.
Lifted foul down the right field line. So I think it's foul. That ball is off the wall.
Sano didn't know it either.
Mauer to third, a long carom off the wall, and Mauer's being sent home. He will score, and Sano goes to third. That ball had no slice on it at all. From a right-handed batter, you just assume that ball is going to spin foul, and instead Sano nearly hit it out. Other than the Orioles and the Red Sox trying to mitigate it, here's a drive to center. And Kepler going back, still going back. That ball's gone. Benintendi is straightaway center field. It's his fourth of the year, and it's 2-1. Ground ball through the hole and into right field. Mauer delivers, and Rosario scores. It's 3-1.
With the infield drawn in, Joe is able to hit it hard enough past a diving Dustin Pedroia, and he picks up that all-important third run.
That's a fair ball, and it'll tie the game. Young with a scorching ground ball, and the Red Sox have tied it at 3. High drive, left center field. Going back is Bradley. Going back is Bradley. It's gone! A walk-off home run for Joe Mauer.
How about that?
Blasted into the bullpen. And the Twins win it 4-3.
The Twins walk off with a 4-3 win. They've now won 5 of 6. It's the first career walk-off homer for Joe Mauer. Eddie Rosario, 2 hits and a run scored. He extends his hitting streak to 15 games. Bill Hughes gets a no decision, allowing 1 run in 6 1/3 frames. The Twins walk off with the win against the Red Sox. Manager Paul Molitor spoke after the game.
You know, you're happy for Joe. I mean, he's obviously got quite the resume and has done a lot of things in this game. But that's a nice one to add. We haven't had a lot of those kind of wins here for a while, especially after you relinquish the lead there in the ninth. But it was a good ball game. I mean, there was great energy in the park. The players were aware of that. And, you know, we played a good game. Phil, you know, probably his best game. He comes out with no decision. But it was good to see him go back out there, even into the seventh. And Rodriguez was good. You know, we were kind of fortunate to scratch a couple across early and then capitalize on Rosie's triple. Pitching lined up, guys did their job. Even, you know, Kinsler, he did fine. He got a lot of ground balls. We didn't maybe make the plays that were potentially there, but we came back. You know, he shut the door after they tied the game, and he gave us a chance.
Going back to Phil Hughes, he once again gives you guys a good position, a chance to win games. What impressed you the most about how he was able to work out of that sixth inning?
Well, I think his entire outing, he was aggressive. You know, his pitch count was down because he was getting strike one, which opened up opportunity to make pitches and use his other pitches. He pitched ahead a lot. I think that was a big thing about the game. There in the sixth inning, you know, they got a little something going, and Dozier had the play where he rolled his ankle and, you know, got back in the dugout and tried to measure the best way to try to navigate through it, and he got the big out on the fly ball to center field. So that was huge. He had Moreland, you know, a little bit, you know, off tonight, but I still thought the odds were better with Rutledge and Phil made a count.
Joe Mauer with his first career walk-off homer. He was excited about it afterwards.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good right there. That's tonight was a heck of an atmosphere. Thank you, guys. Very nice. Just glad to have that opportunity, and went over the fence. That's pretty good.
It's your first career walk-off home run. What does that mean for you?
Well, I saved it for the right moment, right? Yeah. Oh, it was a good ball game tonight. You know, both pitchers were throwing the ball well, and there's some good defensive plays out there. And, Kinsler made some good pitches, and they just found some holes. So, they tied it up, and I'm glad they're just going back in the clubhouse turning some music on.
Miguel Sano with an RBI triple as the Twins take out the Red Sox. He talked after the game.
The journey started really good. First innings, 2 runs. And last inning, Mauer got a chance at opportunity that can hit home run. and walked out again. The team never lost. The mind positive, never put the hand down. So everybody positive and play the game. You know, it's important to me being the lineup every day. You know, I want to play every day and help my team the more work I can do. And, you know, my team, they play so good, and I don't want to be out from the line to the lineup, and I want to keep going like that, hit the ball, catch the ball, and hit the ball and win the game.
Phil Hughes continues to put you guys in a good position, the chance to win games night in and night out. What's been most impressive about his start for you guys?
Yeah, this is where everybody's supposed to start, you know. Evan Santana, Phil Hughes, and Gibson, he looks like a really good ball. You know, he tried to do the more he can do. So, you know, Santiago, too, they played really good. And, you know, the team got positive. Everybody got great mentality and try to win the game every day.
Up next, the series against the Red Sox continues on Saturday. Nick Tepish up against Rick Porcello.